Braces, Perek Base, Mishnah Aleph, 2-1. Our Mishnah here is going to begin setting out the framework for the whole Perek, which is scenarios in which one brings korbanos that sort of break the general rule. And we're going to focus on two general rules. The first general rule is that a chatas comes to atone for a specific sin. And we're going to see there are four korbanos, we've seen two already, where it's prescribed to be a chatas, a sin offering is through the recipe, but it's not to atone for some sin that the person who's bringing it did. And then other four examples where the general rule is that a person doesn't bring a korban to atone for sin unless he acted bishkaga. He didn't intend to violate the Torah. That's true for essentially all chataos. You can't bring a chatas unless you acted bishogig. If you were bemazed, you intentionally broke the Torah, then you're not afforded the privilege, the right, the opportunity to bring an offering. Instead, you have to just deal with, you know, face Hashem and do tshuva and, you know, face the consequences. And, you know, try to reconcile with Hashem, but you can't have sort of the magic wand of the korban to get atonement. So there are four exceptions where if a person acted bemazed with zadon, he intentionally violated the Torah, still he has to bring a korban. And those korbanos actually will be not chataos, but will be guilt offerings known as an asham. So therefore, ashamos. Anyways, and those with the topic of this perek here, the Mishnah sets it out. The structure, it says, arba mechusre kippurim. There are four scenarios of Mechusar Kippurim. Again, we've seen two, the Yoledist and the Zava a moment ago in the previous Mishnah, where these are four scenarios where a person didn't do a sin per se, but he's bringing a chatas to conclude his process of getting atonement. And until he brings his korbanos, he has a vestige of tuma where he cannot eat korbanos. He can't enter the Beis HaMikdash. He's like a shlich l'tuma. Okay, so there are four that have this concluding offering to get them totally Tahor. And then va'arba mevin al hazadon kshkaga. There are four sins for which one brings a korban, even though he acted willfully. He knew what he was doing was wrong, but he did it anyways. Still, they'll bring a korban. And we'll see those in subsequent Mishnayos. So here in Mishnah Aleph, we now talk about the first, the arba mechusre kapara. And it says, elu hen mechusre kippurim. These are the four scenarios where someone's a mechusar kippurim, and he's bringing the chatas end of the process. First, you have the zav, v'hazava, v'yoledas, v'matzora. So two we've seen already, the zava, the woman who's bleeding on days 8 to 18, three consecutive days, and the yoledas, the woman who gives birth or miscarries a vlad. What's the zav? So the zav who has to bring korbanos is a man who has a mysterious emission. He's sick, and he's like essentially, he's leaking fluid. Okay, he's leaking fluid out of his private part, and it's not seminal fluid. I don't know what it is, but it's some other liquid. Maybe it's pus. I don't know. Okay. The point is, it's not semen, and it is, if he has a mysterious flow, so then he has to sort of keep an eye on it. And if he has a second within the course of 2 days, he becomes a zav and he becomes tummy for 7 days, but no korbanos required. But if he has a third time in the course of 3 days, meaning within 3 days, he has three separate episodes where he sees that he's like dripping this mystery zov fluid. So then he's a full-blown zov, meaning he needs 7 days without any more emissions. And at the end of it, he needs to go to the mikveh and then bring a korbanos, a pair of birds. Okay? The word zov, and zava means essentially he flowing or she flowing. And the idea is like Eretz Zavas Chalav Duvash, a land flowing with milk and honey. These people are having a mysterious flow out of their bodies. And that's really the beginning and end of where a Zav and a Zava have commonality, right? They're having mysterious emissions. So that's the Zav. The Zav we said before, the mystery bleeding. Again, if she, in contrast to the Zav, if she bleeds, she sees blood outside of her normal menstrual cycle, meaning on days 8 to 18, on three consecutive days. Okay, if she sees it, let's say, day one and then not on day two, she starts again. Whereas the Zav, if he sees like twice on day one, not on day two, and then yes on day three, he is a Zav. So they're not really the same. But anyways, the Zav who sees three consecutive days, she's also now Tamei and must wait for 7 clean days and then go to the mikvah and then bring the pair of birds. V'yoledes, one who gives birth, we said that before already. And the Metzora. Metzora is the person who has Tzara'as, so could be male or female, of course. They have this skin affliction, whatever it is, we'll discuss it more, all these things more later. But the point is the Metzora, when they get confirmed to be Metzora, there's like a, they have to wait till their Tzara'as heals. And once it's now they're healing, so then at a given point, they're allowed to do a process to become tahor, which includes, amongst other things, going to the mikvah and bringing korbanos. And until they bring their korbanos, again, they're mechus kippurim, they're not going to be atoned, they can't enter the base of mikdash proper. Okay, these are. So here, that's the four. Now, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer, ger mechusar kapara. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov is going to add two more to the list, meaning he says there are not four, rather six mechusar kippurim. The first is the ger, the convert, meaning if you have a Gentile, a non-Jewish man, he wants to become Jewish, and there's the base of mikdash around, he has three requisite steps, at least. Okay, he has to bris milah, he has to go into a mikvah, and he has to bring a korban. Okay? Now, until he brings that korban, says Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, ad she yizrek alav hadam, until his blood is applied to the mizbeach, he is not permitted to participate in going to the base of Mikdash, eating karbanos. So you see, he's still like a mechusar kippurim kiilu. That's how Eliezer ben Yaakov, I should say, learns the nature of the gear. It seems the Tanakhama disagrees with that. One approach is that the bringing the korban just is what permits him to marry a Jewish woman. Another approach is that it's true that he can't eat karbanos until he offers his korban and the blood makes the mizbeach. But the point is, not because he's somehow like Tame. The point is, he's not yet Jewish. That's what's preventing him. So he's not really called a Mechusar Kippurim, it's a Tanakhama. Okay? At all events, just make sure that you don't understand the word Yizrak or Yizarek here isn't actually Dafka, because he can bring an Ola as a male sheep if he wants to. He can also bring birds. And if he brings birds, then it's not really Zrika, it's Mitzui, but it's the same thing. The point is the blood of the Korban going Mizbeach. Okay? That's the first of the two. And the second is Venazir, a person who's a Nazir. Again, he accepts upon himself to essentially refrain from consuming grape products, from getting a haircut, from being exposed to tumas mace, corpse tuma, for a given amount of time. He's called a nazir. So, again, it's a process. At the end of his process, one of the things he has to do is bring korbanos, and until he brings his korbanos, or at least one of those korbanos, he is not allowed to resume drinking wine, etc. So, we are now, says Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, he's also considered to be mechusar kippurim, in as much as until he brings his korbanos, he can't drink his wine, get his haircut, be exposed to corpse tumah again. Okay, so he lumps it together. The Tanakhama doesn't hold that's considered mechusar kippurim. That's not nothing to do with tumah and tahara, something else altogether. That has to do with just being permitted to, you know, do what a nazir can't do. Therefore, Tanakhama doesn't put that on the list either. The halacha, the Rambam says explicitly there are four mechusar kippurim, and does not mention the ger, doesn't mention the nazir, so I guess la halacha, we wouldn't include those other two on the list.